Dustin calls up his ex-girlfriends. Dustin calls up his ex-girlfriends.
And welcome back to the podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. This week, I am joined by Lisa Berry, a local comedian, a good friend of mine. And we're going to go ahead and jump right into episode 38 of Dustin Calls His Ex-Girlfriends, Mandy.
Hey Dustin, what's going on?
Not much, Mandy. I assume that by now you know about Jill and Joey's wedding, right?
Yeah, I know about Jill and Joey's wedding. I am friends with them too.
Okay, you don't have to be shitty with me.
I'm not being shitty with you. I'm just saying, yeah, I obviously also got invited to their wedding.
Okay, sorry, just forget it. Forget I said anything. Are you going?
Yes, I'm going. I just said that I'm friends with both of them, so...
Okay, but, you know, sometimes, like, stuff comes up and you can't make it. I've had to miss some friends' weddings, too.
Alright, so you're not going?
I don't know yet. I wanted to call and see if you were going first and if this was gonna be a whole thing if we're both there.
Are you bringing another girl? Is that why you're asking?
I don't know yet. It's 6 months away. I might have somebody by then. I might not. Why are you taking someone?
I don't know, Dustin. Maybe. Like you said, it's 6 months away. So, yeah, I can probably find a date by then. So I'll be fine if you want to go.
Okay. I don't know. Like, I'm in my head about it. Like, I feel like if I show up there with a date and you don't have one...
Why do you think I'm not going to have one? I just said that I can find a date, so I'm going to have a date.
Look, stuff happens. I'm not doubting your ability to find a date. Like, you could find a guy tomorrow. Maybe the week before, you decide to kick him to the curb for whatever crazy reason. I don't know.
What do you mean, crazy reason?
Okay, that was poor phrasing on my part. Like, I don't mean you're crazy.
I didn't think you meant I was crazy. You said crazy reason. I'm just trying to figure out what a crazy reason, like... maybe that you can't trust somebody? Do you think that's a crazy reason to break up with somebody?
Yeah, I think that's a crazy reason if you can't trust somebody when there's no basis to mistrust them.
Oh my god, I don't want to do this again. We've done this so many times. I'm so sick of this.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too. And I'm sick of the fact that we had to break it off because you were just suspicious of me all the time.
Because you always gave me reason to be suspicious.
What reason? That I was honest with you and I told you where I was always going when you asked?
You were honest about where you were going, but you weren't honest about who was going to be there ever. Like, I always had to find out that there were going to be girls there.
But why would there not be girls where I go? Like, they're a majority of the population. They're over half the population. Odds are, wherever I go, there's going to be girls there.
I'm not saying that there can't be girls there, but, like, but you would see the same girls all of the time where you would go.
There's like 5 female comics in this town, so of course I'm going to see them at most of the open mics and shows I go to.
I just feel like you could tell me if they're going to be there.
I never know who's going to be there until I get there. Some nights they don't go.
Okay, but you could text me once you get there and be like, oh, this person's here, in case you want to come down and make sure everything's fine, and you never did that. I had to just show up and find out that way.
Okay, do you hear how ridiculous that sounds? Like, I'm supposed to text you, like, an inventory of what girls are at a mic that I go to on a Tuesday?
Yeah, I really don't think that that's that difficult to do. You text all of the time.
Yeah, I do. But that just seems ridiculous. Like, what if I texted you that a girl was there... And then you ended up coming out to hang out, and then another girl was there that showed up after I texted you. What would you think then, that I was lying to you?
I wouldn't think you were lying to me, but you would have already texted me to come down, so it would be fine.
When have I ever told you not to come out? I'm fine with you going to whatever mics and shows.
Oh my god, except you know that they're always the same. Those suck to go to. Okay. I'm not gonna go unless I think there's a good reason to go.
Oh, Jesus Christ, we're going in circles with this. That's why I didn't ask you half the time, because I know that shit, as a performer, they suck to sit through sometimes, let alone an audience member.
Right, so why would I go unless I had a good reason to go? But then when I would show up, there would be all these girls, and they'd just be hanging over you, and you would act like everything was fine. And you have to know that that's not okay.
That it's not okay for me to talk to my friends who are girls?
Okay, like, it's fine for you to talk to them, but you have to understand that it looks bad on me.
It looks bad on you if I talk to females.
Like, if you act like you're flirting with them, that looks bad on me.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't really think of it as... Like, I'm not actively flirting. It's not like I'm trying to take any of them home. I was with you.
Oh my God, Dustin. Like, it's not about whether or not you would take them home. It's just about you respecting our relationship by not talking to all these other girls without telling me that you're talking to girls.
Okay, did I ask you to tell me every guy that you talked to at work?
No, but I did.
Okay, and I told you several times that you didn't have to. I was fine with it. I trusted you.
Yeah, but I knew that that was a test, and I passed.
What fucking universe are you living in where you think that I would test you with something sick like that? I'm pretty upfront when I'm dating someone. I wouldn't play fucking mind games, because mind games is how you fuck up a relationship.
Oh, really? Because I think how you fuck up a relationship is lying about hanging out with girls when you are hanging out with girls.
I never fucking lied to you about hanging out with anyone.
It's called a lie of omission. It's just as bad as a lie.
Okay, a lie of omission. No, that's fucking bullshit. I told you every week, hey, these same people are probably going to be there every night that I'm out. I told you... up front that these are people that I care about, they're my friends, I'm gonna be around them.
Okay, but why do we even need to have female friends anyway? When you're dating me, why would you need to have another female friend? That doesn't even make sense.
It's not like I have a fucking quota. It's not like I have a board that says, gee, how many black people am I friends with? How many fucking Hispanic comics am I friends with? How many female comics am I friends with? How many gay comics am I friends with? I hang out with people that I like, that are nice to me, that I have common interests with. I don't give a shit what they are. Some of them just happen to have a vagina.
Okay, but like, when you are dating me, I just don't understand why all of those girls that, like you said, have a vagina even need to be in your life. Why do you need more vaginas around you? Because that's what you just said.
I don't need more vaginas around me. What I do need is friends. Some of those friends happen to be women.
But like, why can't I just be enough of a friend for you?
You are. I care about you a lot. But...
So if you care about me, then why were you always hanging out with all of those other girls?
Because you didn't come out to fucking mics half the time.
Oh my God, we just went over this because they are terrible.
I understand that. So, am I supposed to just sit in a corner by myself and not talk to anyone until I get to do my 5 minutes and then just leave when I finish every night?
Yeah, I don't understand what would be so bad about that.
That's fucking shitty. I have a lot of friends. Like, and I care about them too. You can't put a monopoly on who I care about.
Well, I guess that's why it didn't work out between us.
No, it didn't work out because you were completely unreasonable about that shit.
I really don't think it's unreasonable to expect that I should be the most important person in your life.
And you were. Mm-hmm. At no point did I say, hey, you're not important to me.
You didn't have to. You said it with your actions.
By doing the exact same thing that I did before we started dating.
Exactly. You know what I did before we started dating? I slept with other people. I'm not going to do the exact same thing I started doing before we dated, after we dated.
Okay, you're twisting my fucking words around.
I am pretty sure I just said the exact same thing that you did.
Yeah, but that's not how I meant that, and you know it.
I
meant that I went to mics. I do that whether I'm dating someone or not. I'm a comedian. I do comedy. I go out. I do these things. If I'm dating someone, that's who I'm with. Sometimes I'll ask them to come out. Sometimes it clearly doesn't benefit them to, so I don't force them to come out every night.
Okay, but like, why would you have to stay at an open mic for 3 hours after you were on stage?
Because
what
I like,
was going on?
I like hanging out with my friends.
Right, but don't you like hanging out with me more if we're dating?
Yeah, and I spend a lot of time with you.
comparatively, I spent way more time with you than I did any of my friends. And a lot of the times, those mics are the only time I get to see most of my friends.
Okay, also, I'm pretty sure all your friends hated me. So that was another problem.
I don't think they hated you. They didn't get the chance to know you. You never came out.
No, when I would be there, they just, like, wouldn't talk to me, and they would just talk to you, and then you guys would have all these inside jokes that I didn't understand. And it really made me feel pretty crappy.
Okay, a lot of my guy friends didn't talk to you because they're intimidated. You're a beautiful woman. Most of us don't know how to fucking talk to women.
Oh, really? Because I think we just established that you know how to talk to women pretty well.
I said most of us. And even then, it's not like... These are people that I've known. You know how long it took me to get comfortable with even being, like, near them, let alone having a conversation with them?
Right, so don't you think that maybe it would have taken me a while to get comfortable with them? And they never gave me the chance to try and get comfortable with them.
They didn't exclude you either. They didn't say, oh, this person seems terrible. Let's just shun her forever.
I don't know. That's what it felt like when I was there.
It wasn't because they didn't like you. It's because they aren't confident enough to approach you.
I don't know. That's just not ever what it seemed like. It just seemed like you were saying things about me to them. That's honestly what I think was going on. I think you were telling them that I was crazy, and so then they all thought that I was crazy.
No, first off, I wouldn't fucking disrespect you like that. Okay? The only thing I ever told them was that I was crazy about you, that I liked you, that you were really important to me, and that I wish that you were out more to hang out with us so you could meet all these great people that were in my life.
You told them that I should come out more. I knew it. I knew you were saying things about me to them.
So that they could meet you, so that they could get a chance to know you, so that you could be ingratiated into that circle that you feel like was shunning you so goddamn much.
I don't know. I feel like you're trying to justify it, but you basically just said that you were talking about me to them. So...
Not in a negative way. When I was talking to them, it was literally me saying, I wish she was here so you guys could get a chance to know her better. Because I wanted you to be a part of my life. Especially that part of my life, because that's important to me, that shit.
I mean, I know that it was important to you, but I just felt like I wasn't important to you. At least not in the way that that was.
I wanted you to be there so you could be around it. If I didn't care about you, I would have told you to stay home all the time. I would never even try to get you to come out in the first place.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you never came out to any of my stuff.
When was the last time you asked me out to any of your stuff?
You knew you were always invited. Okay, like, it's not about asking you.
Okay.
I didn't think that you were interested, so why would I ask you just so I can look like an idiot?
So you just assumed. You just assumed that I would automatically be shitty about whatever you asked me to go to.
Like, would you have wanted to go to that wine and pottery class with me?
I'm not crazy about it, but I would have gone to it with you because I care about you. If you'd asked me, I would have gone.
Well, I mean, I feel like I wrote it on the calendar pretty big, and you easily could have told me you wanted to go.
You write that on a calendar, that tells me that that's a thing you're going to. I assume that that's your thing that you wanted separate from us.
Well, that seems like a pretty big assumption.
Any fucking other person, if they wanted me to go to a wine tasting or a pottery class, would say, hey, sweetheart, do you want to go to either of these with me?
Okay, so you're saying that I'm a crazy person.
I didn't say you were fucking crazy. I'm saying almost anyone else in that situation would have asked me, and you didn't.
Well, I'm not almost anyone else, I guess. I mean, I can't go back and now invite you to that wine and pottery class.
Well, I'm aware of that, Mandy.
I can't go back in time.
Well, neither of us can.
Okay. So, let's stop talking about the wine and pottery class.
Fine. Dropping the wine and pottery class.
I didn't know the wine and pottery class was such a big deal to you.
It's not. It was a big deal to you.
Only because it was an example.
All right.
Look, are you bringing one of your female friends that you hang out with all the time to this wedding?
Considering that they all have boyfriends, probably not, because that'd be pretty weird.
What do you mean they all have boyfriends?
They all have boyfriends.
Why didn't you ever tell me that?
I don't know. I assume that you knowing that, me telling you that I wasn't trying to fuck them was good enough. I didn't think I needed to throw in the, oh, they have a boyfriend so they're off the table anyway, so you would think that was the only reason I wasn't trying to.
Well, it still seems like it would have been good information. I just...
What does it matter if they had a boyfriend or not? Is that the only way you could perceive me not fucking cheating on you?
No, it's not the only way, but it would have helped if I had known that. I kind of feel like you wanted me to be jealous.
No, I didn't want you to be... Why would I want a jealous fucking girlfriend?
Have
you ever dated a jealous person? Because it's the fucking worst.
Listen, no, I've never dated a jealous person because I'm always really upfront and tell them every single time that I talk to a guy. And I feel like it is not that hard to ask for the same in return.
It's not. But there's also a point where it becomes unreasonable. And I feel like it's more damaging to do that than to just trust the other person.
I just think it would have been easier to trust you if you had texted me every single time you had an interaction with a girl.
That's fucking bullshit. And also, let's say that I had told you.
Mm-hmm. Which that, we can't, because you didn't.
No, but let's pretend for a minute.
Okay.
That I had told you that they all had boyfriends.
Okay.
What do you think is to stop them from cheating on their boyfriends with someone? Namely me, if I had been the kind of person to cheat on you.
So you're saying you could have cheated on me, if you wanted to.
Anyone could have cheated at any point in their life. Nobody plans it half the time. What I'm saying is, if you think somebody is capable of doing something shitty, why does it matter if they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
You're right. I was right to be suspicious of them. You're right.
Damn it.
That was a good point.
That is not the fucking point I was making, Mandy.
What point were you making, then? Because to me... It sounds like you were saying that I was right to be suspicious of them.
No.
It didn't matter.
I'm saying that whether or not they had a boyfriend doesn't change the fact that they're capable of doing it if they wanted to. None of them did. I didn't want to. So I didn't.
I don't know. I mean, I can't go back and trust you now. Like, I can't go back in time, like we've already established, and trust you when I never trusted you.
You never trusted me.
I trusted you at the beginning when you told me everything.
This is so fucked. Okay. I'm sorry I bothered you. If I see you at the wedding, I hope things are great then.
Wait, Dustin?
What?
Do you think we could ride together to the wedding? I mean, I know it's 6 months away, but I just feel like it'll be easier. Do you think...
Are you fucking kidding me right now, Mandy?
I don't know. Like, you're the comedian. I know that's not a joke.
I will give you a maybe, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay, you know what? Forget it.
No. All right. Let's picture the possible outcomes here if we ride together.
Okay.
Let's assume.
Outcome number one, we both get to the wedding on time.
Okay, that is one possible outcome. Mm-hmm. Outcome number two, you have a date and I don't, and I get to play fucking third wheel and have an awkward car ride. Scenario number three, I have a date and you don't, and you get to play
wheel
number
three. Why would I not have a date?
I'm saying it's a possibility. Okay, I'm not saying you won't, I'm saying the potential is there. It could happen. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it might.
So you think that might happen? I might not have a date?
It's a possibility, Mandy.
Okay.
Scenario four. Neither of us has a date, and we get to ride in a car together, just the two of us, and we get to revisit this kind of bullshit. And it's going to end either in us just resenting each other the entire drive, or maybe getting drunk and doing something really stupid.
Is that what you did with those other girls?
I didn't do shit with those other girls because they're my fucking friends.
Okay, so you're saying no to the ride.
Just... I'm saying maybe. I'm presenting you the reasons why it might not be a good idea.
All right, fine. You know what? Let's forget it. That was a dumb idea. I just thought that it would be easier because we're both coming from the same place and going to the same place and we both know them. I thought that would be easier, and I thought that we could both be mature enough to put it aside and just drive together to a stupid wedding of our mutual friends. But I guess we can't do that.
I didn't say we couldn't. I said, let me get back to you. It's a maybe.
All right, fine.
All right. I'm sorry I bothered you. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Let me know about the ride.
I will.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's another one down. Thanks to Lisa Berry for joining me for the podcast. Check us out on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave some reviews if you feel like it. And we'll catch you the next time around. Thanks for listening.